This weekend, Dayton Dance Initiative presents an evening of original dance works created by multidisciplinary artists from the region. Hannah Kasper is a visual artist who has created costumes for one of the pieces.
For this project, I am hand-painting costumes for each dancer in Isaac Jones's choreography. The costumes themselves are relatively simple. It's a white mesh top attached to black shorts, and that was intentional so that I could use the top as a sort of canvas to create a unique painting for each dancer to wear. Each painting is specific to the person wearing it, so it's actually sort of an abstracted portrait of that dancer. Over that, I focused on the line of the dancer, kind of imagining a line going through their body. So after studying the face of the dancer, I kind of followed the line of their facial features, and I transferred that to the kind of costume canvas.
Hannah is collaborating with choreographer Isaac Jones, a member of Dayton Ballet. The music for their dance piece is Bolero by Maurice Ravel, performed live, not by an orchestra, but by the Gibbons String Quartet.
So with Bolero, it's one of my favorite pieces of music that's ever been written. I've danced in two versions of Bolero, and I've always wanted to do my own version. I had very much envisioned it for a stage more so like the Victoria or the Schuster with full orchestra and all these things. But what's been really wonderful is that the platform of DDI, doing it in the Arts Annex, which is a black box, pairing it down with the Gibbons String Quartet, which I'm so excited that we have them to play this score. They've sent me a recording and it's absolutely beautiful. So, and then Hannah's costumes, like all of these different collaborative things that have happened, I think have actually made the piece a lot stronger than what I had initially even envisioned I wanted to do. It's been really remarkable. And even working with Hannah from our first conversation to now, how she has approached the costuming has also influenced a lot of the choreography in terms of like, I want to make sure there's moments where we highlight the different painting on different dancers, or maybe having more moments of stillness where people can actually pause and be like, oh, like let's take a minute to look at these costumes.
As the dancers perform, they'll be accompanied by the Gibbons String Quartet, playing Ravel's Bolero, arranged for just four instruments. Jordan Millard is a violinist with the quartet.
We had found a string quartet arrangement that we could work off of. We made some tweaks in terms of adding repeats and things like that so that we can give this a more authentic presentation. The melody is actually passed around between all instruments and various components, whether that's a single voice, texture of two different voices at the same time, even a trio of the violins and the viola. The cello does get the main motif though. Members of the Gibbons String Quartet have been performing in combination various ways, but we have never been established as our own quartet until about 9 months ago, and have just kind of put ourselves out there into the world as, hey, we are some young professionals in the South Dayton area, and we would love to work with all sorts of collaborators. So we're very fortunate to be working on this DDI project.
Performing with live music just does a lot for a dancer in terms of like keeping them motivated. It just like sparks a new life into the dancer. It keeps you a lot more alert and aware, and you're actually like listening and watching each other. We are so incredibly lucky to have live music for this. Hearing the Gibbons String Quartet has definitely changed some of the choreography, and like, oh, I didn't really hear this note as clearly in a recording with full orchestra. So not only has it been collaborative in the actual rehearsal with the dancers, but it's been like this really beautiful collaboration through the whole organization, which has been really nice.
Dayton Dance Initiative's Co-Lab 2 will be performed on Friday and Saturday, June 20th and 21st, at the PNC Arts Annex in downtown Dayton. For more information, visit the website daytonlive.org. I'm Adam Alonso. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.